Senator Lee Rhiannon, welcome to SBS Radio's Armenian program.
Thank you.
Senator, not long to go before the elections, what's your feeling about the possible outcome and Greens' prospects in both chambers?
The Greens are working very hard. We're standing 150 candidates in all the seats across the country, as well as teams for the Senate. So we're working hard to get people elected to the Senate and the House of Representatives. And we're standing on a very comprehensive policy to increase jobs growth across the nation, ensure that there is quality education, public education from early childhood right through to tertiary education, with particular emphasis to TAFE, our vocational education and training system. We're also working for real action on climate change, and that's where we can have massive jobs growth in the transition from the old dirty industries that have served us well, but now we know the dangers in terms of increasing pollution and greenhouse gas emissions. We're now moving over to renewable energy, and there is enormous jobs growth in that area as well as within our public services. Understandably, people often ask how we will pay for our policies. Australia is a rich country, and the Greens are advocating that we need to raise more revenue, which we can do with a millionaire's tax, a levy on the big banks, proper mining tax. Those alone would raise billions of dollars, and also we need to close the tax loopholes, as many companies are not paying any tax. And this is the way we can pay for the Greens program. So we're working hard to speak to people about our platform and get more people elected at this election.
Senator, so far it doesn't look like climate change or renewable energy is on Labor or a Liberal agenda. Can Greens force the issue and somehow put on the agenda of the future government?
I think so. And I think what also forces the issue onto the agenda is the action of people. As I travel around the countryside, there's so many people working for a change in policy. Many of them are setting up community renewable groups. I was in the central west of New South Wales yesterday at Orange, and there's a very active group that's working with communities right down to the border, right down to the Victorian border, with projects to do with wind and solar. And this is where there are enormous possibilities. What the Greens are saying, we're congratulating those communities who are taking the initiative, but also there needs to be government action to fast-track it, because it's so serious. The climate change issue is so serious. So I acknowledge what you said is correct. Labor, Liberal, Nationals are not doing enough on this issue. And what needs to go hand in hand with the growth in renewables is reducing our reliance on coal-fired power. So the Greens will continue to work on this issue. I'm sure community agitation will be stepped up. And like with a lot of things, it takes time, but the change will come.
Senator, are the Greens able to get their message effectively to the voters while the media is mainly focused on the coalition and Labor?
That's a really good question. And I think one of the serious problems that we have in Australia is media concentration. And that's why I welcome this interview. That the bulk of the mainstream media in Australia is owned just by a few people. And they often have similar views, they often have a conservative outlook, and they back more the big end of town, business, corporate interests, rather than putting the common good first. So that is a very serious issue. But the Greens' strength is, while we may be outspent 10 to 1 by the major parties, our strength is people. People campaigning, holding meetings, talking to other people, giving out our materials. So we do have a huge support network who are working very hard to promote our policies. But if we had a fairer, more democratic media, I think that would make for a much better election.
You are a senator from New South Wales. You are campaigning more on New South Wales related issues or on broader national priorities?
A bit of both. I have portfolios in overseas aid and development, aid and overseas aid and development, animal welfare, democracy. They're issues that I work on a national level. I've been in Victoria and South Australia for this election and across regional Australia. But I also do a lot of work in New South Wales, working with communities who have been impacted by the failure of the government to properly fund our TAFE system. And one of the problems that we have with our vocational education and training system is that the former Prime Minister Julia Gillard changed the national agreement, which allows for-profit companies to become involved in the TAFE system, in our vocational education and training. So these private companies are taking public money, and the courses that they run are of poor quality. Sometimes they're not even run. Students end up with a big debt. And this is a very, very damaging to the future prospects of those young people who have decided to go to vocational education and training for their future education, but also damaging to the very essence of our society when the quality of education is so seriously undermined.
Senator, Labor is conducting a Medicare scare campaign against the coalition. What's the position of the Greens?
I don't think it's a scare campaign. The Greens share concerns about the possible privatisation of Medicare under a coalition government, under a Turnbull government. Because the when you look at the track record of Liberal national governments at a state and federal level, their intent is to privatise public assets, to privatise public services. And this is very serious. So this is where the Greens put a lot of effort into, and we do need to alert the public to think very carefully about what can happen to Medicare. Medicare should be expanded and improved as a public health service, and at the moment the Prime Minister has not ruled out using private companies for modernising how the technical side of Medicare is managed. Now, that can be privatisation by stealth. It's the government that is trying to say it's just a scare campaign. They should be adamant, they should very clearly rule out any private company involvement, and they have failed to do that so far.
Are you pleased that the changes to the Senate voting system were introduced just before the elections?
The changes to the Senate voting system were badly needed. It's much better that it's voters who now will decide their preferences when they vote for the Senate, for the makeup of the next Senate, and it's no longer any backroom deals. However, it would have been much better if it had been done earlier on, so the public could be better informed about the situation. But the important thing is that the change has been made, and this will be a much more democratic election because of it.
If there is a hung parliament, do you think it is possible to form a Labour-Green coalition?
If there is a hung parliament, the Greens will discuss it internally with our members. We've certainly ruled out supporting a Turnbull government. In terms of how we would negotiate with Labour is something that our members would have a large role in what the issues are and how any cooperation would look.
Let's talk sugar tax. Would the Greens pursue the 20% sugar tax policy as firmly as other policies like environmental policies?
Oh, yes, very much so. We have a raft of policies, and the environment policies are very important to us, but so are our industrial relations policies, our health policies, and this one that you've referred to, the sugar tax. So that's part of our election platform, and when Parliament resumes, we will be taking them into the Parliament to try and progress them.
Why the government and the opposition are keen to raise the tobacco tax, but they're very reluctant to touch the issue of taxing sugar?
Yes, look, again, I think it's a very important question for us to ask. And in many ways, it's informative of where power lies. And the sugar industry and the soft drink industry, they're very powerful. They're big donors to the major parties. And you often find, I don't know if I'm not saying that a deal has been done behind closed doors. We don't know what goes on. But it's interesting to look in many areas where big companies like the resource industry, packaging industry, that they provide large donations to the major parties. And then those major parties often go soft on bringing in legislation that would place limits on damaging aspects of those industries.
About preferences, there are mixed messages. Will Labour preference Greens, or there is a Liberal-Labour preference deal, and in several seats they will preference each other?
There's certainly a Liberal-Labour preference deal. You can see it in that Labor Party receive Liberal preferences in marginal seats, like Mr. Albanese in Grindler. He will benefit by receiving Liberal preferences. What Labor have done in return for receiving those preferences is that they're running what are called open tickets in seats where the Liberals have a chance of losing, like Mr. Christopher Pyne's seat in South Australia. So these are the ways that these deals are done. The Greens have been in talks with Labor. We're preferencing them in all the marginal seats across the country, and Labor are giving their preferences to the Greens at number two in all states except Victoria. In Victoria, they give us their preferences at number six. But it is very disappointing that Labor also chose to do this deal with the Liberals.
Senator, about the issue of asylum seekers, if you have the balance of power in the Senate, what would you change about the current asylum seeker policies?
The starting point must be that we close Nauru and Manus Islands. These are hell holes. They're places where there are incredible abuse, very cruel outcomes for the people there. These people are being used to send a message to other people who may consider coming to Australia. Don't come to Australia. You won't end up in Australia. You'll end up on islands where your life will be miserable and in many cases worse than what you're fleeing. That's unbelievable. I've lived in Australia all my life, that we have a government and an opposition, Labor, Liberal and Nationals, willing to do that is deeply shocking. So our starting point must be to close Manus and Nauru Islands, bring those asylum seekers to Australia, end the temporary protection visas, and for asylum seekers and refugees in Australia to provide them with the support that they have every right under international law and under the moral way that Australia should operate. So I mean by that assistance with healthcare, finding work, education, health costs, English classes, all that should be provided. We've done it in the past with refugees who came here in the 1980s, and we should do it again.
Senator, you mentioned before animal welfare. What's the Greens' policy on live export? It's obvious the system put in place by the industry and the government is not working.
The Greens have been working for many years to end the live export industry. We can have a win-win here. We can, by closing the industry, we can have a win for animal welfare and animal rights by stopping the cruel exports. What we can also achieve is an expansion in jobs growth across regional Australia by opening up abattoirs and processing the meat in Australia. There is a trend now for an expansion of the international trade in box-chilled meat. To achieve that, we need to be opening up abattoirs, providing the infrastructure to get the cattle to the abattoirs, and then develop and promote the market in box-chilled meat. This is a way that thousands of people across regional Australia could be employed. It will give a boost to the local economies and our own national economy.
Senator Lee, you made speeches on the Armenian genocide in the federal parliament and attended genocide commemoration ceremonies. When you became involved with the Armenian community?
Look, probably about 5 years ago. Life goes very quickly, so it may be longer than that. But I think I first met a delegation of Armenians living in Australia about 5 years ago.
Senator, what would you say to undecided voters?
To undecided voters, I'd ask, please consider your vote carefully. A vote for the Greens is a vote for more funds for public education, for our public services, to make housing affordable, to expand jobs, and to address the critical issues of runaway climate change and refugee rights. A vote for the Greens is a way that you can send a message to whoever forms government that you want policies that are fair for people and our environment.
Senator Lee Rhiannon, thank you very much for your time. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you very much. All the best.